The interim Czech government is pushing ahead with a tender for the biggest environmental clean-up operation in the country's history, removing environmental damage inflicted during decades of communist rule. The tender is worth 115 billion Czech crowns, that's almost $6 billion, and cabinet officials say it is an effective way of dealing with the burden the state had promised to remove. But experts, as well as anti-corruption organisations, are concerned that the state could end up paying much more than necessary. Jan Richter has more.
During the privatization of state-owned industrial companies in the 1990s, the state promised it would eventually pay for the removal of all sorts of environmental damages inflicted during decades of communist rule. Last year, the government announced a public tender worth 115 billion crowns, or more than $5.7 billion, for the removal of these damages, particularly in the industrial compounds of Northern Bohemia and Moravia. Some experts, however, criticize both the estimated costs and the decision to include all removal projects in one huge tender. The Czech branch of the corruption watchdog Transparency International filed a complaint last week with the Czech Anti-Monopoly Office, asking it to look into the issue. David Ondráčka is the head of Transparency International Czech Republic.
The contract might end up in collusion of all three tenders. They can silently agree on price, and this price will be much higher than necessary for the state. This is the main argument, but very difficult to prove for the anti-monopoly office because you need direct evidence. The second argument is that simply you have so many places which need to be ecologically cleaned, and they are not so specified in such a detail as the law requires. That's why, in our view, there is a breach of the law.
Some experts, including the former environment ministers Martin Bursík and František Benda, as well as the head of the Czech Environment Inspection Eva Tilová, argue that the removal should cost considerably less, some 40 billion crowns, or around $2 billion. But Deputy Finance Minister Ivan Fuksa says the whole point of the competition is to bring the price down.
The point is that we're not going to give someone 115 billion. On the contrary, the point of having a competition is to see who can solve this problem for a far lower sum. If the tender produces a price that will not be interesting for the government does not have to approve the result, and we can deal with the problem as we've done in the past.
Until now, environmental damages have been dealt with individually, which is something Transparency International considers to be a much more effective way of public spending. David Ondráčka again.
We are very concerned about the efficiency of public spending in this tender, and that's why we turned to Anti-Monopoly Office to review the procedure. However, the key thing is that this tender is highly political. It's a very political decision whether to make it as a one mega tender entailing 5 billion euros or divide it into maybe 1,000 small tenders. That will take longer time, but in our view will be more effective.
Six companies entered the tender, and three of them have made it into the second round. Government officials believe that if everything goes smoothly, the results of the tender could be announced by the end of October, which means that it will still be up to the caretaker government to pick the winner of the biggest tender in Czech history.
And thanks to Jan Richter for that report, and stay tuned for